Blog Talk Radio.
Before we go on the show, we have breaking news here. People in North Texas, I'm very sorry for what's going on because of the storm we have in here. Up there in North Texas, it all started, you know, like up and around Waco area, and then it was around 5 something this afternoon, and then it just went up, you know, to North Texas, and we have a little breaking news here. The death toll that we saw in the on the Facebook page I have right now is local Lone Star Weather Center. If you find us on, find them on Facebook, you know, it's a really good page. Death toll was raised up to like 6 fatalities, and the death may continue. So please, for those who up there, out, no matter where you at, you know, out of Texas, and, you know, for those who are listening right now, please, you know, pray for them, because, you know, tornadoes are no fun, people, just to let you inform that, and, you know, we're in December, and tornadoes can happen anytime, and not just only springtime. It happens in December, January, you know, because the air is, like, so warm, and, you know, we're, like, up, like, earlier, we're, like, in, the, like, close to 80 degrees, and all of a sudden, you know, this cold air that we have in the west side, when they have blowing snow up in the panhandle, that's when the storm, you know, started to rotate and everything. So just to keep you informed about that, if you please watch the news and listen to some Blog Talk Radio shows out there that has, you know, with the weather and everything. So my thoughts and prayers are for y'all in North Texas. Hopefully the American Red Cross will be out there and help out and, you know, and all that stuff. So, just my prayers and everything. So, anyways, welcome to my show. you know, just telling you guys about, you know, the breaking news stuff. So, well, I'm your host, Maya Rivera, aka Chica, and the reason I have my other show, because yesterday I was doing the Christmas special, and we talked about, you know, Christmas songs around the world, and how we celebrate Christmas, how we deal with relationship, friendship, et cetera, et cetera. So, hopefully everything went well. But anyways, last week, we talked about relationships and friendships and stuff, and hopefully we're all human beings in this world. I mean, don't put me wrong. I mean, we are human beings in this society. And there's so many things out there. How we built relationship. But last week I've been mentioning guys about Trey Shelton, the gentleman who posts some videos on Facebook. He went viral, I think. Well, he probably didn't went viral, but a lot of thousands of people watching his videos, and he's absolutely right. I mean, you want to build a better relationship and friendship, please watch his videos. And that will be that, and then right now we're going to be talking about the workforce, employment, you know, working. I mean, it's the same thing. It's like we're all humans in this world, in this planet. And if you think about this, people, I mean, let's get this way. Okay. First things first. The reason I'm talking about employee relationship and not about falling in love with a coworker. Don't even think about that. Because I have a good friend of mine that I've known for a long time. He's like a brother to me. And he's been having a little situation right now in his work that, you know, rumors spread, and like, you know, people start talking crap about him, hating on him, et cetera, et cetera. So, okay, fine. Well, what to do to prevent that problem? Okay. To build a relationship in the workforce in general. First things first. A, do your job. Why do I say do your job? Because if your boss, higher than you, tells you to do something that's part of the agenda, that's part of your job, he or she assigns you something to do, do it. Okay? Now, there are many disagreements in that type of this situation. Okay? Now, we're going to go on that one. Because, let's just say, like, oh, I have a profile. You know, profile meaning, like, I can't lift over 50 pounds, or I can't, you know, use any type of chemicals. Like if you work in chemicals, like, you know, like cleaning products and stuff like that, if you're housekeeping or janitorial, excuse me again, or like if you work like a factory or warehouse, you know, it all depends where you work at, okay? But my thing is this. This is my advice, okay? Before you apply, just like before you enter that workforce, that employment, that, you know, whatsoever, whatever you call it, you gotta think. You gotta read. Okay, and you know, when you say they're hiring, you know, what type of job positions they have. First things first you got to do is to read everything, the qualifications. Now, let's go on there, okay? I know this doesn't have to do with the relationship and friendship, as you know, all that, but because people talk crap about each other about that. Because if that person can't do it, like, well, how come if she can't do it, then I can't do it, and then they can start fighting, they're going to start bickering. This is the problem about the relationship, friendship, and employment. you know. You got to work as a team. They say there's no I in team. Am I right or wrong, people? Okay? Now, let's go on here. Well, there's a lot of things out there that we can do about during the workforce in general. Okay? Work as a team. Okay? You gotta get to know that person. Even though, better yet, you gotta get to know your boss better. Because that's the only thing that we can do in general, okay? How do you expect us to be in a situation that, I don't know, it's, this is the thing that we have to do. We gotta get to know a person. It's like when you're in a relationship, you want to get in the relationship, you gotta be yourself. You gotta have confidence. You gotta get to know that person. It's the same thing in the workforce. You know, if you want to make yourself a better person for yourself and show them how good you are, you gotta get to know that person very well. Okay? Because there's so many negativity out there. But I had a friend, what he went through in his job, you know, he had a friend, and she worked in a different department. They became friends, Facebook friends and everything. But all of a sudden, this person applied for a higher position. But he got the job. But she didn't. What happens? He got mad. See? This is a big problem about that. Like the last show that I had mentioned a while back about friendship. And that was a quote that I wrote here. And it says, be careful who you hang out with, because it might turn out to be, you know, might be in hot water, which is true. It's true. Anywhere you go, any place you're at, I mean, God knows what you are doing, people. This situation is way out of hand. Be careful. And another thing is, don't ever talk to each other behind their back. Because that causes problems. It's like fighting in a relationship. But let's put it this way. How we build up this situation like this. Okay. Well, when I was working, I'm not going to tell you where I work. I don't want to tell y'all, but when I was working, I made couple friends, and I did make, you know, and we worked together, you know, as a team. At first, when I started working at this new building, you know, it was like I'm a new kid on the block. But I was working before at another place. I got my experience and everything. But when I was in the new building, different people and everything, I'm telling you, it was fun. I really did enjoy, you know, being with new people and everything. They helped me out. Oh, don't put me wrong. They did help me out. I was showing some respect to them. See, that's another thing about that. You respect people. Okay? Even though a person's been working for like 7 or 8 years and has experience, and, you know, like, since, you know, I myself have like a year and a half, 2 years experience, I mean, I prefer to show respect for a person who's been working for like 8 years because they work very hard. And if you ask them very politely, oh, can you know where this goes or where this goes? Do you know where this stuff is at? You know, can you help me out, please? You know, be polite. You know, be polite. It's not that very hard for that. And then if your boss tells you what you need to do, just do it. Don't let anyone who's like, who is not the boss, tell you what to do. So that's when problems start too. Okay? Now, if they keep on asking you if you, let's just say you got a promotion job or whatever it is, or a new job or whatever, and they come up to you and they say you get it, you get it. My advice to you is to ignore them. Don't even bother them, because that's more, that's like even more problems to spread. Like, don't even bother talk to them. Just do your work. If your boss tells you you got to take care of this one person, do it. Ignore the people. They want to talk, they could talk outside of in the workforce. Now, there's a lot of things going on. I used to study business in school, and I mean, there's a lot of situations that they go, like, people fall in love in the workforce, you know, they find their true love or something like that. I mean, it's kind of like awkward to say, you know, it's very awkward, but and it does happen, it's true. But the problem is that, you know, if you have like a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and you're in the same building, the same company and all that stuff, well, if you guys fall in love, well, this is going to be interfering to a problem. Some people do not like that. You know, like a boss falls in love with a client or an employee. You know, people think it's wrong, but at the same time, you know, that's not good. You know, because you have to be separated. So what are you going to do? Well, if you have anything to say, just call me up here at 657-383-0357. And I hope you could guys give me a call and everything. And go to my webpage. It's blogtalkradio.com/Chica Show. If you have anything, just give me a call and tell what's going on. I mean, what you've been going through and everything. I mean, I'm just telling y'all this. I mean, this is not like a rocket scientist in the whole world, Believe me. I mean, I used to work with a lot of females. I used to work with a lot of males. I used to work with mix, male and females. I mean, it's just, it doesn't bother me at all. But sometimes you gotta be very careful what you say and what to do. I mean, I have friends who are coworkers, and I mean, I don't want a friend of mine, I'm not gonna say his name, but he been going through situations here and there, but I always keep him space. I barely talk to him. I barely talk to him. But at the same time, I always remember him, see how he's doing, One time I called him up or text him and to see what's going on with him, how's everything going and everything. And we talk and talk about his problems and stuff, but I never, my good thing is that I never say anything about his problems. Whatever you do, just don't. When you have a friend who's a coworker with you working in the same place, and he has or he or she has a problem, with their outside world, and just keep that to yourself. Because these people, I mean, they can help you a lot, if anything. And my thing is this: when I was working at this one place, I had this one older lady. She'd been working for so many years, and she was telling me this one story that her house burned down, and the company that we were always working at was helping her, giving her donations and stuff like that because, she lost everything in the house fire. And I was like, wow, that's the sweetest thing ever. See, that's how you build friendship. You support each other. That's another key right there, support. You support each other as, like if you have, like, if you're pregnant and you plan to do a baby shower for that person. Buy diapers and stuff like that. You gotta appreciate them for what they do. Or like a farewell party. I mean, I've been, I had a this one lady, she had a new job, I'm blessed for that. And they did a farewell party, and that was another blessing too. I'm like, woohoo, I'm happy for her. Like, congratulations. I hope you have a nice life and you know, God bless you and all that, and go on with your life. Can't do anything about that. And she was thrilled. So, anywho, just to keep you that, you know, just support each other. I mean, I feel really, really bad about my friend. I'm very proud of him for this. But it was disappointing that why these people have to hate on him. It's sad. Talking crap behind his back. I mean, people grow up. Once again, I forgot to mention this earlier. Today is Kwanzaa. And I mean, Kwanzaa is an African tradition holiday. It's like Hanukkah. I don't know. And it, I mean, it's like kind of identical, but, you know. But today, they say day one, they're talking about unity. Okay. Unity. Unity, like you unite together as a team. See, to build a friendship, to build a relationship, we had to build us a unity. We had to unite each other for this. I mean, people, it's not that hard. It's not that hard. Believe me, it's not. Well, I'm going to take a little quick break here. Probably going to take a little 5 minutes since I did a 90-minute show here. So, I'm going to put on a crazy tune here. It's by Queen, and it's called Radio Gaga. It's one of my favorite songs, but, you know, I got nothing else to do here. Bear with me. So I'm going to take a little quick break here, about 5 minutes and 46 seconds of it. I hope you guys enjoy this, since I got an hour or so. So I'm going to see if I get some more ideas out here. And please call me. It's 657-383-0357. Call in, and I'm going to take a quick break here. I'm going to put on a little music. Well, I'm back here. We got another breaking news here. As up in North Texas, we have updated that 7 confirmed dead after tornadoes touched down in North Texas, and 5 deaths in Garland and 2 in Coffeeville. That's up in North Dallas. So people, please pray for them. I mean, it's a sad tragedy here. Just hope everything goes well. Just to let you guys know, about the tornadoes up there in North Texas here. But anywho, let's continue on. Actually, let me see here. On the National Weather Service in Fort Worth, they confirmed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, probably like around 11 tornadoes today, reported today in the whole Texas. And my major ones are like up in North Texas by Dallas, so. If y'all don't know where Rowlett is by like a tip like in Dallas County, and let's see here, can't see where the other town's at, but anyhow, but yeah, Rowlett is by Dallas County, prayers, 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 prayers. All we need. We need support. Let's just continue on about this, friendship relationship in the workforce here. Like a couple people out there that have been through situations that they went to problems. Recently, I had a friend of mine, I won't say no name, she had another job. Okay. Now, let's get this. Some guy came up to her, and I guess he said something inappropriate to her. And she felt such a harassment. See, now, this is what's going on now in this life. About this relationship to that. You could be buddy-buddy. Like a guy and a girl can be buddy-buddy. Now, all of a sudden, they're going to think like, you said something, a guy said something inappropriate. And guess what you do? You report that to your boss, and you say, "Oh, he said this, 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 this," and you file sexual harassment. And it's your friend. And that's the main reason why I mean, I gotta be careful. You gotta be careful. And myself too. You gotta be careful what to say, what to do, what you are. Because that will lead to termination. And it's not good. Trust me. It's not good. So people, be careful. Think before you act. Okay? So, I mean, it's fine to deal with that, but just be careful. Okay? So, Anywho, this is crazy. You know, it's just clear craziness out here. I mean, you just can't trust nobody out there in the society. It's really sad. You know? How are we going to have friendship that you know, you can't trust, but you have to be confident to yourself? So, that's the only thing we can do. I mean, I met this one lady, and, how you call it? She's a really old lady. Everybody call her Mama. Mama, she's been working for a long time. And she gave me some advice that, oh my God. Can you tell me how, you know, how to work, she could work. And that's where we build friendship. Yeah. She gave me some advice that, you know, some people who they are. I mean, she's been working for so many years and she knows. She knows. I'm like, okay. And I'm not going to argue. I mean, I'm not mad at her. I mean, there's like times she's mad at me, but for some stupid things that I do, but we're cool about that. We talk about it. See, that's another thing that you have to do. When you're mad about someone, you have to confront them. Talk to them. Tell them how they feel. It's like you're in a friendship. You got a problem with your friend. And you're like, man, I don't like the way how you are. You know, you gotta tell them the truth about it. You know. And it's like, I'm very sorry. I do apologize for my acts and my behavior. And, you know, this will never happen this again. Will you please forgive me? And they say, yeah, I forgive you. Then shake hands and we go on to our work life. See, this is how you're supposed to be like that. Now, dealing with, like, verbal abuse and mentally abuse and all that stuff, no, not in this workforce. I've been to that, done with that, and let me tell you something, that was not pretty. But we confronted. I told this person, look, I didn't like the way how it is. You know? When you went and outside, when you had a problem outside of work, a situation, when you went through an abusive relationship, you went through this, you know, you got to tell them how you feel. You know, you got to get to know them and see what's going on so they can understand about that. So, things happen lately. Right now, when I've been through, things went out pretty good. And another thing about having an employee relationship, friendship, like, let's just say, like, they don't have a ride to work, but you have a car. They're going to ask for a ride to work. What would you do? Well, as long as they give me gas money, I don't have no problem with that. I will give them a ride to work. Now, there's sometimes that people can use you. They'll pay you. Now, that's something that this person has to fix. And the only thing that we can do is this. You talk to the person about it and be like, okay, I'll give you a ride to work, but it's going to charge you, you know, say like $10, $10 a week, $10 of 2 weeks, you know, during your payday or anything. If they agree, well, do it. If they don't agree, well, nothing you can do. You gotta make a choice. Find someone else to give you a ride. Because there's some people that are worse. You like to take things easy. Is it either the easy way or you want to take the hard way? It's your choice. I try to help you out to maintain that. But if you decide to want to do the hard way, that's on you. It's like, that's part of the workforce. You know, as like in the real life, you know, when you're trying to help a person out to get out of this relationship or get out of this situation that you're in turmoil, I mean, you got to make a choice about that. But since that person doesn't want to leave the relationship, that's on them. That's your decision. You see, you got to make a decision on yourself. Now, there's so many haters out there that, you know, like I said earlier in the beginning of the show, that, oh, well, so-so got a promotion, and everybody's talking crap. Like, oh, so-so getting right with this person, everybody's talking crap. Oh, this person's a brown nose. Oh, this person is this. What do you do? Nothing. So anyways, this is how we are in the relationship, friendship thing, in the workforce. Oh, another thing. I forgot about this. When you ask for help for something, you do it. As a good friend, you know, like I said, you know, when you're trying to make friends in the workforce and you need help on something, I'll come up to you and help you. Just try not to get too advantage to it. No, it's not that pretty. But, anywho. Yep, this is how we are these days. You know, we care about each other. We do. We do care about each other a lot. So, anyhow, life goes on. We can't do anything about that. So, yeah. Anyways. like I said, I want to quick, you know, I want to make a briefing news also. Next week, I might not have a show. Well, this next coming Saturday, I think. I don't know if it's the next coming Saturday, but excuse me. I might not have a show coming up, so, all this week. So, I will keep you guys posted on, I need like time off that day, and a friend of mine, one of my good friend of mine, he's invited me to a dinner or something, because, you know, his promotion, I'm so happy for him, I'm very proud, you know, he got a promotion, and, I mean, and plus it's his birthday, so I want to celebrate that, you know, just be supportive with him, just there to support, and, you know, so, I mean, I'm very happy for everything, for this 2016 year, you know, everything's a brand new year, people, one last thing about this, please, don't screw up this relationship and this friendship and this is, I mean, it's just craziness out there, like, you know, you lose friends, you will feel, you know, disappointed. It's like you lose your best friend. I mean, my God, you end up depressed. I mean, relationship, I'm like, forget that. I mean, that's not the end of the world, but losing your best friend, oh my gosh, it's craziness. So, please, try not to, you know, especially like when you're in the workforce and you lost a, you know, good friend. I mean, yeah, it's not the end of the world, but still, you know, if it's like your best friend and like a brother to you, my God. Ooh, no. Not my thing. No. So, yep. Oh, well, I'm going to go out of topic here, about this, I just saw Facebook about 5 hours ago, one of the weather teams in, Central Texas called News 25, post something here about, you know, watching the football game, because it was a game earlier. And, you know, with the storm that hit up, you know, with the Waco area and everything that happened earlier, you know, it's just like, you know, it's ridiculous, you know. I mean, I do appreciate the weather people did that to see, you know, what's going on in the towns where you don't know if your family lives there, your friends live there. Your employees who work there, you know, live, you know, have families over there. You know, it's supporting each other. And I wrote a comment myself, me, you know. And I said, look, our lives are more important than football. Thank you for letting us know about the storm. Just remember, if you have a family member over there where the storm is, you want to know if they are okay. And I put hashtag, our lives are important. And then another hashtag, family comes first. Two people like that so far. I mean, I'll probably be expecting about more than two, but it is true. That's true. So, our lives are important to us. You have a friend out there who lives around that town or traveled up there. Come on now. This is very important. You have to support each other. You know? could be your brother or your coworker's brother lived there. Or it could be your coworker's auntie. No? You just gotta hope they're okay. Come on. No? Also, you know, like, what happened up North Texas, you know, if you have friends that had, a lot of volunteers as Red Cross members had to go up there to North Texas to attend the people for the tornado, I mean, pray for them to travel when they travel. So, people, think about this. We got to build support in this society. Yeah, sports is important, but our lives are way more important than this. Okay? So, I mean, I'm glad two people like their posts, their comments, but it might be a little more than that, but who knows. But, also, I just had to stop saying things behind their backs and everything. Because worst case scenarios come. Also, another thing, if you have a family member working in the same company but different position, you know, I'm going to be straight up with y'all. And I hope you guys listen to this. You know, whoever the person has a family member work in the same company but different departments and stuff, who cares? If they want to help this person out, I don't care. Mind your business. Let them do what they do. You do your own job and mind your business. Okay. And I'm telling you straight up. I don't care if you're in other housekeeping or whoever you are, mind your business. Simple as that. Do your own job. Do your own stuff. Mind your business. So what if mommy or daddy or brother and sister work in the same, you know, same thing, same hospital, same place, but different department? It's because they want to help out for his position. Maybe they told you. Maybe he told this individual about this position. Maybe he or she applied for it. And so what? He got hired. Just mind your damn business. Don't spread like, you know, blankety blank peanut butter. I'm tired, you know, people complaining this crap. No? So if mommy or daddy helped this person out, you know, so what? You, as an individual, mind your damn business. That's what you need to do. wherever you are, you need to leave that person alone and mind your own business. You want to report to the union? You want to report to the... Go right here. What the union going to do? Nothing. Go right ahead. I'm not going to hurt you. Also, you know, another individual, she's this one company, I'm going to say no company name, but you know, that person has to be very careful. So there's one individual who worked in the same company as her, but different place. You know, things get a little ugly. But this person has to save that person's lives. They want to find out the deep, dark story about this person. Someone had to save their lives. And it's called support. So, anywho. Well, we got 28 minutes, close to 28 minutes remaining. Let me see if I could go out of range here. You know. Okay. Oh, this just in 2 minutes ago. No, Lone Star Weather Center in Ellis County. They also hit by a devastating tornado, and one person was injured. Well, lucky. But the damage is pretty bad. And, this just in also, out of Killeen, Texas. Let's see what's going on here. I think it ain't quite right here in this town. Texas is getting crazy. You guys, I'm telling ya. I'm telling y'all, we going crazy with the weather and all that. Ooh, hon. Well, this just ends. Well, I need time now. Let's get these advertisements out of here. It's crazy. Okay. This is getting crazy here. No. Oh, come on. Yeah, I just went through the weather. Wow. That's a big wow. Wow. Okay. I guess I gotta turn my phone this way. I don't like it when my phone goes like vertical or so. Okay. Just in. Okay, there is a standoff. And it's exactly at 922 in the area of Barcelona Drive. And residents who live around that area, please stay indoors. So those in Kenta Bryan and Barcelona Drive in Killeen, stay indoors. Don't even bother go to that area yet. So don't bother go there. If you're in their home area, just stay there. Do not leave. It's dangerous. So they say it's okay for you to leave. Anywho, people, I'm telling you, worry about people around that area, because you don't know, I have friends over there or coworkers over there in that area. So, yeah, that's crazy. Okay, this also just in here, it's out of, I'm sorry, you guys, I mean, I've been trying to talk about this, you know, employment, you know, relationship thing, but this right here, this is, like, very important. For those who live in westbound 30, it's closed due to the tornado, so Highway 66, also closed, so traffic may be very, very backed up, so, please be very careful when you travel up there around that area, how you call it, if you're gonna go up to North Texas, please do not, don't even bother to travel yet. It's pretty dangerous. If you decide to travel West Texas, by all means, don't go there either. It's a massive blizzard down there, so just take some caution, please. There's a storm coming through in from West Texas, and we have a major cold front coming through, and just be very careful, you guys. I mean, things get ugly tomorrow, so please be very careful, please. I mean, by all means, just don't, you know, don't bother driving. Roads are bad. The storm has just been, it's been ridiculous. I mean, we were so hot outside, still like in the 70s, and look what happened. That's about it so far. Please call in if you can. It's 657-383-0357. Please call in. Please, please, please. And for those who are listening to the podcast, I mean, I do appreciate it. And for those who are in my actual group page, What's Going On, aka The Chica Show, and Blog Talk Radio, I'd appreciate for you guys to join in. How you call it? I'd appreciate it joining my show. I mean, it's pretty, you know, decent. I mean, I'm very lenient in everything. I know it's the holidays and everything, so yes, people don't have time for listening and all that stuff. So, yeah. That's how it is. That's how it is. But anyways. This is kind of crazy. I really got nothing to say about this so far. I mean, to be honest with you, we got 20 minutes remaining, and I'm done talking about this. I mean, right now, it's 2015 about to end, 2016 about to begin, and this is all the advice I could tell you, people. I mean, it's not that hard. So, right now, my next show is probably going to be something different here. So, if you guys got any ideas or anything for the next show coming up for 2016, please, write it down on my group page. And, is What's Going On, aka Chica Show on Block Talk Radio. Please, send me comments, send me something. And also, join me on my Twitter. It's at TexanWarrior81. Join me on that and type anything you want on there. Email me at meRivera25@gmail.com. Just post anything you want on there. I mean, if you have any ideas or anything, just feel free to shoot an email, feel free to shoot a comment on Facebook and everything. So, I may be doing some Facebook news if there's anything going on Facebook. That's what I'm going to start doing right now because pretty soon I'm going to be doing going back to school in journalism, and I might be doing that for practicing. So, right now I'm practicing the news, and everything. Whatever I have the news on Facebook, I'll read some of the information here, and just to, just for practice. So, and if you guys are listening and I got your names and stuff like that, or your company, you guys, I'm very sorry for it, but I'm just practicing as to become a journalism, and trying to do like an in-home radio station, and just hoping that things go well, and I got confident for myself for doing it right now. Because since I'm practicing and going back to school anytime soon, this will help me a lot, practice. So therefore, when I have to study every section in radio broadcasting, and I know what to do and everything, so this will help me a lot. So I do appreciate it for the support and everything. Anyways, tonight, for those who live in Texas, tonight, please be very careful when you go home. The storm is coming, and when you're driving home, please be careful. You should stay home and just relax, but you guys want to go out? I'm just telling you, be careful because that storm is not pretty. Also, and dress warm, please. Thing is that it gets very cold this week, so make sure you protect your plants and your little furry animals, you know, your dogs and cats, protect them, take them inside and everything. So, please protect them. It's going to get cold this week. So, winter just begun. So, winter begun in Texas. Woohoo! Well, I got 15 minutes remaining. And really got nothing here. That's weird. But I'm still gonna find next week. Not next week, but the week after that. Excuse me. I'm gonna find some good topics out there, so. And I'll probably be hiring some more people. For those who want to become a co-host, please feel free to join and shoot me an email if you're interested, or show me a comment on my Facebook page. Shoot me up an email or comment, and we'll see if we can work this together as a team. So, I'm not going to tolerate people, you know, who don't want to participate. But also, I just want to do a little shout-out to with Miss Marilyn. She has a, also she has a web page out there called Let's Talk and Pray. Her website is www.letstalkandpray.com. And her phone numbers and all her information, conference lines. Her conference calls normally is at 7 to 8 Sundays, but I think this week she's finally going to be there, so just to keep you informed that. continue on with that. Her page is Let's Talk and Pray, www.letstalkandpray.com. And her phone numbers, all her information is there, and her name is Miss Marilyn Vasquez Fierce. All her phone numbers there, every information's there on the webpage. So, I think, let me see what's going on here on social media. I'm going to continue on. So, I'm completely through with the friendship relationship thing. So, since we got 11 minutes remaining, we're going to go continue out a number of the news. So, anyways, the main topic right now is the tornadoes. Happened in North Texas. Please send prayers to them. And then, please pray for Texas. Please do pray. For those who are listening around the world, and out of the nation, please pray for Texas. I mean, that's sad. I mean, we're going through a tornado crisis right now. And this weather's ridiculous, people. So, guys, do appreciate for everything. It's kind of craziness here. How we're going through a lot. Well, I'm going to quiet right now. I'm sorry, you guys. I mean, I'm just kind of like reading some information here. Oh, goodness. What's happening so far? Just the tornadoes. Boy. So, yeah. I do appreciate for all the help you need. Once again, next Saturday, my show will be canceled for the day, and I will return the next following Saturday. Hopefully the next following Saturday, but to be determined right now because I don't know. Okay. And if not, if I don't return, I would like to say thank you for everything. And the times might be changing sometime soon, so, hopefully, yeah, everything's gonna be good, so, so yeah. Everything goes good, and boy, I'm getting so sleepy today, you guys. Oh my goodness. So, yep. So, thinking about what to do at the beginning of 2016. So, but you guys, I want to wish you guys the happiest new year. And New Year's is coming up this week. And I'm not going to have this show. Once again, I want to wish you guys the happiest new year. You guys are very incredible for a month now, and it is very hard to do this show by yourself. You know, I got confidence in myself. I'm not going to give up, but, you know, just because you think I'm going to cancel. New. You're wrong. How do you call it? I'm just going to take a little break. That's all. Just one day. Depending what's going on with the kids and stuff. But it's going to be some changes around the times and everything. Because I don't think Saturday nights are not a good idea, but I was thinking about doing the weekdays and trying to go a little further with the level now, but I mean, I think Monday through Friday, and I don't know what I'm going to do, but, you know, I'm kind of debating right now because, you know, with the situation with my kids and stuff, you know, I don't want to be interrupted, and, you know, I had to, like, stop my show, and I had to do my stuff, but, you know, I had to do my job, you know, it's a job to be a parent, so, I just kind of sit and think what to do for the new year. So, oh, I got good water. That's good. You just gotta do what you gotta do in life. So, people, we got 4 minutes remaining, and I think I'm about to end with the music. So, once again, thank you so much for everything that you do, and I hope I see you guys in 2 weeks. So, I'll let you guys know what's going on for the weekend. So, pictures will be posted on my group page and everything. So, once again, thank you so much for everything, and you have a blessed night. Now with the music.